I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. A month from now, the streams in West Virginia are going to be awash in gold. I'll explain what that's all about coming up after this. The West Virginia Gold Rush is set for the first week in April. It's a plan to stock nothing but golden trout in the state of West Virginia for a full week. Jim Hedrick oversees hatchery programs at the West Virginia DNR.
Well, what the Gold Rush is really just a stocking of nothing but golden trout. Normally, we stock golden trout about 10% mixed with rainbows, and this is just going to be an all golden trout stocking. And the idea of this actually came around several years ago. We obviously had to start several years in advance to make sure we had enough golden trout to support the program as we had intended for. And what we've done is these aren't additional fish. They're not additional stockings in any way. What we've done in the hatchery is just replaced some of the rainbow trout with golden. So we've just changed the color of the fish in the hatchery because our hatcheries are full capacity. We make as many fish as we can and we stock as many fish as we can. So there's no room for us to make additional fish for an event like this.
And this is deliberately planned for spring break in hopes that kids and families can take advantage of it.
Week of the Gold Rush will be the week of April 2nd through the 6th. And that does correspond with spring break, and I know some kids are now going to be limited because we had so many missed school days, but we're still hoping they can take advantage of that time period during that first week. And the stockings will happen as they normally do. They will be the same stocking spots and locations. All the procedure will be the same. The only thing that changes will be the color of the fish.
And Hedrick's careful to point out this is not a special stocking or an additional stocking. It's the regular stocking spot. It'll just simply be golden trout exclusive.
A standard stocking, it'll be a golden trout week, but it provides an opportunity for anglers who have never been able to catch a golden trout.
Admittedly, the goldens are harder to catch, but with more in the water, Hedrick believes the percentage of success will go up.
You'll see the golden trout, and you throw there, and a lot of times you'll catch a rainbow. And yeah, the rainbows do seem to feed more aggressively than the golden trout do, which makes them a challenge, a little more of a challenge, and that's part of the reason for doing the program. We know that it's much more difficult to catch golden trout, and a lot of our anglers, some of them have fished for years and have always tried, and the golden trout never seems to bite, but we're hoping with 25,000 of them, at least one of them will bite.
And there will be 30 different lakes and streams to be stocked. You can see the list at wvdnr.gov under the fishing tab. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.